Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series, Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we talk about what's obviously most critically, crucially important.
Today on This Is Important.
Standing up, side of the bed, t-shirt on, no pants, fully engorged, shouting.
For some reason, when I'm hungover, I always feel the need to seed.
I jerked off in a TJ Maxx once.
Let's go!
Hey, 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 we bay.
Let's go.
You feel that?
Oh, shit. All right, that's 15 seconds.
Is that what?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Purple Sound!
Dude, that gets white people going in like Midwestern suburban whites.
Yeah.
Woo!
The whites drums. Here fired up.
Do they play that at sports stadiums and stuff?
That feels like a sports anthem.
It feels like it. That's what I'm saying. But do we hear this?
I haven't heard it.
Why don't we? That's crazy.
If you told me that the guy from Disturbed actually did like lock children in his basement or something, I don't know. But there has to be a reason we don't hear that at stadiums.
Allegedly.
Go ahead, Adam.
The lead singer definitely, I think, passed away. I think the lead singer is dead.
Oh, really? Well, was he a good guy or did he lock kids in the basement? I mean, he's a lead singer of a band called Disturbed.
Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, I feel like he was Disturbed in a way.
I feel like, you know, there's a lot of things there.
What if he was really well adjusted?
Well, then I feel like we would be hearing that right at every stadium.
Disturbed was talking about, like, the planet, not himself.
Oh, the lead singer of Disturbed is still alive, says Todd.
Wait, then who died? Oh, I know who died.
Linkin Park.
Oh, there it is.
No,
there
Linkin Park, and also it was called like Drowning Pool, right? There was a band, and that shit was pretty fire too. I gotta look that up. I'll play the first 15 seconds of it.
All right, Adam, how you doing, dude?
I'm checking out. He doesn't seem that disturbed. He seems just like a guy that is in a band, right. which right. is a little disappointing, because if you name your band Disturbed, you got to do some disturbing shit.
For sure.
You want him to walk the walk?
Yeah. You got to walk the walk. But I'm also like, well, why don't we hear that song at every stadium then? Because I want when my LA Clippers, when Kawhi Leonard,
oh my God,
just dunks on a fool for it to go, ooh, ah, ah, ah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The Clippers are so good. We don't really deep dive sports, and also this is 2 weeks out, so who knows? They might not be first place.
Mm-hmm.
But right now,
anybody who cares anything about basketball, this might be the Clippers' year.
That's what they're all saying. And guess what? I don't like it. I don't like when
because you are a cursed franchise. We do know that.
We are. We certainly are.
But This feels beyond the curse.
Hmm. You know, it feels good, but if the first game of the playoffs, the entire team's knees explode, that would make perfect sense.
They're like a jump ball. What just happened there?
Right. They all fall to the ground.
Their knees exploded. There was some C4. Yeah, that would
make a lot of sense.
What's the furthest they've gone in the Western
Conference Finals was the furthest they've gone. That was just a couple years ago.
Oh, no shit.
Which, to people who don't watch sports, that's right before the finals, which is where you win it all.
Who'd they play? Phoenix?
Phoenix.
I think it was Phoenix.
Toasty! Yeah. Mm. Love it. Well, good luck with that. Or will you go to some playoff games if that happens?
By this podcast, the baby is, I think, 13 years old. So,
dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Your kid is so going to be out.
Yeah. So I'm celebrating his 13th birthday.
What's he up to, man?
Just jerking off a lot, dude. Yeah. I can't keep catching him. He can't stop it.
Nice. Your boy is disturbed.
Yeah, he is disturbed.
Now that's disturbed. My God, I keep walking in and my boy's fucking beating off into a tube sock.
Mm. Yeah, and every time I see him jerking off into a Kleenex or a tube sock, I go, ooh.
What are you doing?
I go, ooh.
Oh man. That is wild, dude. You're going to have a boy. Boys are way, way crazy. That's going to be fun for you.
I don't know.
What are you basing that on, Blake?
Yeah, what are you? You
the
don't
fact
know.
That I have girls and they're very well behaved, but boys are psychos. Huh. I'm basing it on myself. I jerked off everywhere. It was amazing.
Yeah.
That's not psycho. That's just passing the time.
Yeah, it's just jerking off. And by the way, I feel like I wouldn't even be my dad. Every time I was in the bathroom taking a shit,
psycho.
That shit's important.
Absolutely every time I was in there going to the bathroom, he would go, quit jerking it. You're going to go blind through the bathroom door.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny is probably 85% of the time he was right.
Right. It's the only way you could climax.
I'm not jerking off.
I'm like, stop. I'm not. But also I am.
I do like how you go into the bathroom just to take a shit. And he's like, don't jerk off in there. You're like, I'm not. And then you're like, come to think of it.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea, Dad.
Were you sitting down to shit and jerking off in sitting position? Because that's fucking disturbed.
Yeah, what do you mean? I jerk off in sitting positions.
Wait.
I still do.
Blake can only do it bending over, looking backwards into a mirror.
Yeah, what? What do you mean, Blake?
I honestly.
We got a standard.
I probably could count on my hands. Wait, what is the saying? I could probably count the number of times on my hands how many times I've jerked off in sitting position.
What?
Sitting straight up.
That is
what
insane.
Are you talking about? So this is we're finding what I love about the podcast is we just find out these little tidbits.
Crazy.
If you ever want to find out the most intimate details of your best friend's lives, start a podcast and do about 190 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start to scrape the bottom of the barrel.
And then
you really start to find out. You find out that I stand up while wiping. And that was, I mean, my God, we got a lot of mileage out of that.
That was early.
Right.
That was early.
We got a whole lot of mileage out of that.
That's one of the pillars of this podcast.
It actually disturbs me.
You seem befuddled.
Wow. Hit the button. Hit the button. Well,
I gotta get
it
that one on.
It definitely disturbs me.
That's gotta be ready because this happened.
Thank you.
Never sitting down.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
By the way, the saying is I can count on one hand, but
Yeah, it's count on one
I
hand.
I can count on my hand.
I count on my hand.
And you can only count with one hand if that's...
I never J-O in the sitting seated position.
What did you do before laptops and you were in front of a desktop computer at your parents' house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Correct.
Oh, so there were years I was sitting down. My bad.
No.
Uh-huh. Correctors.
No, I just...
You were standing?
I think I was standing.
So you could dart out the...
I could see Blake being one of those weirdos who didn't look at porn and would just smell like he stole a girl's sweater, and he would just smell the sweater and then just jerk off while standing up looking in the mirror while he's wearing the sweater. Something like that.
What?
I could see you doing something like that.
Very detailed.
No.
Very detailed, Adam.
Hey, Blake, let's just say I think you're a little disturbed.
No, but maybe I do have an active memory. Maybe I don't need like a visual companion because in my mind I can summon things.
Okay.
So I don't need to be seated at the family computer to have a visual.
Well, sure, you don't have to. Yes.
I'm not saying you have to. Of course the spontaneity hits us all at various times.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I jerked off in a TJ Maxx once.
Yeah, because that's when it hit him.
So. Wait, that sounds like you're...
That's why!
That's a little disturbing.
But like, okay, so are you willing to accept that you've blocked out probably years of sitting down upright at a desktop computer?
Yeah, I guess I was more thinking in my adult life. Like, I don't do it any longer in a seated position. Like, if it's going to happen, I can't remember the last time I J-O'd.
What about all those drives up to the bay? That's a handful at least right there.
You're not jerking off and driving up.
No.
You throw the Tony Braxton on?
Whoa.
Hitting the grapevine while cranking down?
No.
While grabbing your grapevine?
I think maybe.
Yes.
Some points.
Points.
Gosh, you guys are putting me to work today.
Yes, points. Thank you.
Your viney grape?
I don't think that, no, maybe one time I've done it on the drive from LA to the Bay. I don't really get.
Oh, maybe Kyle was the guy that used to do it a lot.
Yeah, Kyle, dude. I mean, my God.
I think he
just
does it.
Just looking for babies.
In my adult life, I don't think I ever find myself J-O-ing in a seated position. It just doesn't, there's not really a lot of times when that happens.
So, mm-hmm. Blake. You're at a desk right now.
Yes.
Should I go?
And I am J-O-ing, yes, but I won't go to completion, I promise.
There's never a time you have a toddler in your house.
This is why I don't like talking about my kids.
Hey, Blake, we got to prepare him for fatherhood. Come on, be honest.
You're in you have like an ADU, right? So it's like a mother-in-law suite that you're in.
Completely detached.
I
could do whatever I want.
ADU for a little J-O-I.
So you're kind of tucked away. It's up high where you're at. It's like a loft. Sure. So no one's breaking in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tucked.
Sure.
There's not a time where you just after the pod or whenever you have a meeting, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna give myself a sweet treat
before
going and playing with my child. Mm-hmm.
And seeing what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Before you start to smell the hamburger helper and mosey on back inside the house.
Stovetops for dinner.
No, honestly, that moment has not come for me.
Hey, yes, points.
So that kind of leads me to believe that maybe you don't jerk off that often at all.
Daily?
What is often for, if you guys want to share with what is often? What do you mean? Like, how often are you guys jerking off?
I think daily is a lot.
I think daily is a lot. Yeah.
I think 3 times a week.
Daily is a lot for someone in a relationship.
Daily's a lot for people that are our age, that are in a long-term committed relationship. I think daily would be, it's just, that's a lot of doing.
Right.
I think 3 times a week you're putting in work.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you're putting up numbers.
I'd say a couple times a week. I'd say at least once, always once,
yeah.
Most twice.
Oh, yeah. There's no way I'm not doing it.
If the clock is about to strike midnight on a Sunday,
I get it in.
I excuse myself from wherever I am and I get it in.
I say, I'm going to the ADU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I sprint to the nearest ADU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I wonder. That's really interesting. Because as your life goes on, supposedly your masturbation times are supposed to decrease.
I think that's what we were told. And I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, you jerk off the most at the very beginning.
In retirement, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, then it ramps back up towards the end for sure.
Mm-hmm. Because
you're just killing time.
Yeah, waiting to die.
Yeah, so what are your numbers like here, Blake? Because I feel like my numbers are 2-3 times a week.
2-3 times a week.
But then if I'm hungover, I'll jerk off 5 times that day.
Dude, Adam, it's really weird you mentioned that. For some reason, when I'm hungover, I always feel the need to seed.
Yeah, you got to get the poison out.
Points.
Yeah, what is that? What is that?
It's science. Hit the button, bro.
You guys are putting me to work.
I mentioned this to Chloe because she's like, what is your deal? Why are you so horny when you're hungover?
Yeah. It's science.
Can I come in? No.
Yes. Adam, I love that you're saying that.
Why are you so horny when you're hungover?
Yeah, what is that?
Because obviously she's not. She's like, if we, you know, we drink together, we, you know. She's like, I don't, why are you touching me? Why are you grinding up on me? And I'm like, well, now I have to jerk off five times. If you don't don't want to have sex with me five times, then I have to jerk off five times.
Yeah. You know where I'm going to be.
And I know, I like that you say it in a normal tone when in reality, I know you scream it.
That seems.
I know that it's full
that
standing,
seems a
standing,
little bit.
Standing up, side of the bed, t-shirt on, no pants, fully engorged, shouting.
Now I'm gonna jerk off five times.
Fine, I guess I had to jerk off five times.
I think maybe what I have calculated in my mind is that like I feel so bad that I want to feel good.
That's right. Like, that's exactly.
Feels what, good. Yeah.
Yeah, but. Also, I'm hoping that somehow the hangover comes out through my penis and it's gone for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's also what I'm. Yeah, I think that's what everybody's thinking.
Interesting.
But hang on. So you don't sit down. Where do you jerk off?
The roof. He's a true workaholic.
Yeah, dude. I go to Van Nuys and I go to
the workaholic's house.
I go to Hamlin and I really put in work. No, I feel like if I'm ever doing it, it's either laying down or standing up, never just seated
standing,
in a chair.
Standing up.
Okay, well, this is a shower situation. Okay.
Or yeah.
Wait, no. He hesitated. Standing up.
Yeah.
Are we in socks? This is dangerous.
First of all, The shower sucks.
Toasty! You're not into it?
No. Of course not. It sucks. And the way you hesitated when he said this is obviously a shower situation, you were like, that leads me to believe you're just in a closet somewhere in your home, standing.
Yeah. You're carrying so much shame, and you don't have to.
You don't have to. Let it out on the pot.
Let it out. Ew.
I feel like these are the times that I wish Kyle was here because he would say some shit where he actually does something way more fucked up and I could allow you guys to go bury him. But right now I feel like you guys are kind of piling on me.
I'm not piling. I'm actually trying to get to the bottom of this because you're the one who.
I'm not sure I want it to get to the bottom of. I don't know if I actually want to talk about this.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We can just, you know what I will say? Kyle for sure has beat off outside more than all of us combined.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
That's what I think. He's big into nature, not in a good way.
Yeah. He'll go take a jerk off walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. He will take his shoes and socks off, bury them in his garden, and then beat off on his cucumbers for sure.
Mm-hmm. No. And then use his dick shovel to dig them back up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
exactly.
how he gets it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how he plants his seed. He fucks the ground.
Yeah. He goes, I'm hunting for some earthworms, honey.
Mm-mm.
And then he puts his worm in the earth.
Mm-mm. Man, I've seen so many worms.
I'm going to start doing that a lot, by the way.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
You're just
hot new catchphrase. Yeah.
You're suddenly just Wendy Williams.
Yo, Wendy Williams is probably the best show of all time. She is an entertainer. She's the best.
Let me use my new catchphrase.
I don't know. I find her very fascinating. She's so cool.
I don't disagree. She's fascinating.
Well, I want the world to know that Blake is choosing not to talk about.
Yeah, we'll move
how, on. How he stands up and jerks off, and it's not in the shower, and that's a secret that he's willing to let be a secret instead of just.
Are you on like a Indo board? Is this like? Are you building skill sets?
No, it's a secret. It's his secret. So now we know that Blake has a secret out there.
I just want to say that if you're doing this in stocking feet, if you have socks on, it's slippery, it's dangerous. And if that's how you die.
That one's, hey, that one's for me. And when I start my Patreon, it will be revealed.
Okay.
And I will take the TII citizens that really want to know and take them over to my Patreon, and it will
I think you have to say TII Nation citizens. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't know if it works at all.
The TII
I think
Nation
it works for every
citizens.
Blah, blah, blah nation. We'll work on it.
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys got to bring to the table?
About where? I mean, I'm a pretty open book. I've mentioned that I jerk off. I gave times. I gave locations. You know, I was pretty open. You're the one with these deep, dark secrets about how you jerk off.
It's a revelation, though.
It really is. The fact that you only stand and you never sit.
The fact that Adam stands to shit and you stand to jack off. I'm like, what do I stand to do?
Yeah. If that's the 3-point stancer.
Yeah. You don't stand for anything.
That's true. Damn it, I don't stand for anything. I'm spineless.
I stand for the damn flag. I'll tell you what. I stand for the damn flag. That's for damn sure.
Is that what it is? Is there an American flag in the room?
Yeah, absolutely.
You take your hat off.
I take my hat off. I put it over my heart. I stand and I start to freaking. Now that's disturbed.
Let's see that purple mountain majesty.
Absolutely, baby. What else?
Hey, guys. I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Holy smokes! Thanks to Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, you frickin' bonehead! Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/important. That's rocketmoney.com/important. rocketmoney.com/important.
Hey, TII Nation, we know your sex life is important, but that your schedule is also very busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. But now, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. If ED's getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at hims.com/this is. That's hims.com/this is for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/this is. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
I mean, it'll be a few weeks old now, but we're trying to stockpile some episodes up because I'm going to have a baby and then I'm going to be out of commission for a few weeks. And then Kyle, who no longer is part of the podcast, it can't just be two guys. It's got to be at least three, you know. Yeah, we're not going to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In a few weeks, this is going to come out a few weeks late, but Blake is going to the Super Bowl, which I'm fucking stoked. I can't wait to hear all about it, baby.
Yeah. Hopefully, this is me 2 weeks into my celebration, but I am very excited to go.
Me 2 weeks. Good way to put it.
Yeah, it's it's the first Super Bowl. This is what's crazy. It's in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
That's a weird place to have a damn Super Bowl. It's going to be.
Why? Sounds fucking awesome.
It does sound awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it is going to be very
awesome. What are you talking about?
But it's just like, it's almost too awesome. That's what I'm worried about. It's like, what the freaking hell?
No such thing.
It is. I know what you're saying. It's like the city's almost kind of, like if you end up somehow not going to the Super Bowl for a whole other reason, you might be fine. Like there's other shit going down.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the only city that can actually handle the Super Bowl, like actually handle it.
Right.
Because there's so much going on there and there's so much indoor space. You can actually, once the game is over, all of those people can go to 30 different casinos and it won't feel that overwhelming.
Yeah. Right.
When like no other city has that. Right. And like I went to the Super Bowl a few years ago, Tampa Bay versus the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. And there's like one stretch where people party in Tampa Bay and it was fucking bedlam, dude. It was it was scary. There was multiple murders on that street that night.
That's just Tampa, baby.
I just want to party.
It was like people got killed. There was like shootouts and shit. It was wild.
But I think Tampa is like, Tampa's a wild place.
Yeah.
Well, sure. But I'm just saying like there was like one main street, which is a lot of cities have that where it's like, you know, in Austin, it's like 6th Street. It's like a lot of places just have the one main drag, and that's where everybody goes. But Vegas, I mean, the main drag is the Strip, but there's like 40 casinos that people can get lost in. I think it's a great place.
We went when it was in New York. That seemed to be fine. And when I went when it was in L.A., I mean, of course, that's super duper local for a lot of people. The thing I'm noticing is that it seems like it's become, and maybe it's always been this, and I just haven't picked up on it, but in this era we're in of like grant for the gram, it seems like it's like, are you going to the Super Bowl? As if like it's more than just the game. If you don't give a fuck about Super Bowl, there's at least 30 parties to go to afterwards.
Yeah, that's the thing that I've noticed that's weirder in any other way is like, I think the Super Bowl started on Monday for Las Vegas. Like, there's been parties every day this week, and it's only leading up to Sunday. Mm-mm. And then Sunday will Sunday will be the grand celebration and depression.
Yeah, but I feel like people might even be fucking out of commission. I bet you that 5% of the people who are supposed to go to the Super Bowl for one reason or another aren't even going to fucking go.
Could you imagine if you fucking got the like $6,000 ticket and you're just arrested?
Yeah, they're just handcuffed to a bed at the Bunny Ranch. And they're like, I missed it.
Pizza.
Yes, dude, I promise you. There's just a lot of shit going on leading up to it. You might be too hungover or whatever, like hot at the table or like whatever. You're just not even going to go.
You're just not going. You're like, oh, wait. Oh, shit, the game's on. You're like,
Like, the party's going to be going, and you're going to be like, am I really going to break this up and go to the fucking game? I don't know. Who knows? 5%.
Yeah.
5%.
Yeah.
Well, that being said, Blake, I'm very bummed that I'm not going to be, you know.
Yeah.
Our agent gave us tickets. That's how Blake got hooked up. And I know that he offered tickets to Durs and myself. And I'm bummed that I couldn't be there because I know – that the game is going to be great. I think it's going to be a really mm-hmm. good game. And then beyond that, the parties and how much fun we would have after the game would be, and before the game yeah. and the day leading would be up to the game, it would be so much fun. Mm.
Just sneak out. What? You're mm-hmm. having
Usher and Usher at the halftime?
Usher super halftime.
Dude.
Wow.
And how, I just know how hungover you're going to be. You're going to jerk off like 12 times standing at up least. In that hotel room.
Good call.
You're going to jerk.
I might do it sitting down.
Good call.
I might do it sitting down.
You're going to be standing up in that hotel room just cranking down, dude.
I do kind of want you to try sitting down just to like realize like.
Does it feel better?
You know, it's still an option. I don't know if it's better for you, but it's an option. And I want you to know that it's an option.
Well, I will say it's better than standing up like a fucking lunatic.
What do you mean standing up?
What if that's what we found out? Adam had a bad back because he was sitting beating off so much that his back was giving out. And they're like, well, do you stand up or yeah. sit down?
Hey, that's the real stiff person.
Hey, yes, points.
Hey, wait, hold on. We got that.
Yes, points.
I feel like standing up is like a, it's almost like guys can stand up to pee. Like, we can do it. Like, yeah, I don't know if girls
know.
Stand up. Yeah. And,
we know,
and,
Blake. Thank you.
I don't know if girls stand up in J.O. I feel like it's an honor
they can.
To be a male and stand up J.O.
Yeah.
Well, to
very cool.
I mean,
well said.
No.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself.
So it's not an honor. No. No.
How often do you think females J.O. standing up?
Daily. If I know women, daily.
If I know chicks the way I know that I do. Never.
Okay.
No, they don't.
So, I'm embracing it.
Yeah. So you stand up to jerk off solely because
women can't.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. It seems like you're rubbing it in their faces.
Yeah.
I stand up to J.O.
Hey, and that's one thing I don't want you to do is rub your J.O. in their faces.
Yeah.
Well.
No, don't do it.
Too late. Mm. Too late.
This boy's disturbed, man.
Too late.
So, Blazer, do you know where these seats are? Are you in a box? Are you down out there?
You're in a box. I know my boy's up in a box.
Yeah, supposedly I'm in the box of maybe the Jacksonville Jaguar owner. Like, every owner gets a box, and I think I'm linking up with the Jags, dude, which
sick.
I dig because...
You guys know I jag standing up?
Their uniforms are off the... I jack standing up and their uniforms are pretty sick. So it's a Bay Area to Jacksonville connection in the box. Huh.
So are you, are you going to have to like beef up on your Jacksonville Jaguar knowledge? Cause you're going to meet the owners. So you feel like maybe you should have like,
yes.
Who's their quarterback?
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh yeah.
I think Trevor Lawrence has the largest face I've ever seen in my life.
It's yeah, massive. Dude. It's,
yep.
It's so big. Dude.
Not in a bad way. It's not a bad looking face. I'm just
no,
like,
it's,
that's
it's
a
long.
Lot. He has a lot of face. It's long. It's wide.
Yeah. It looks like the girl who's the witch in on. Nightmare Before Christmas, but
that is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying
no, but it's not bad. It's not, but not in a bad way. I love that character.
Yeah, real sexy witch.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
No, it's yeah. cool. And he looks great, and he has great hair, and he's the man. Other than that,
kind of like the mask from Saw, in a good way,
in a really good way,
in a good way.
In a really good way. Yeah,
good way.
It looks like.
I wonder if he's going to be. I wonder if you are a football player.
You
are
go.
You?
You go.
I'm not.
Well, I mean, do you go to the Super Bowl or do you go, I don't give a fuck. I'm not there. So I actively don't care
you
about.
Go.
This, no, I this goes
we
back.
Saw, we saw football no. players in New York. We went. I remember seeing Gronk and Gronk didn't play. Right.
Yeah. But Gronk's there to make money. He was like doing endorsement deals. And shit.
Yeah. But I think they go to party.
Maybe
this goes back to being in Las Vegas. You go. It's Las Vegas. Everyone
right.
goes. Everyone
yeah.
goes.
Yeah.
It's like NBA All-Star weekend.
Yeah.
It's green light.
We go. Even though we're ballers, we go. Right, guys?
We go, man. Let's
and
go.
I think All-Star weekend is actually in Vegas this year for NBA, I believe.
Let's go.
Vegas is really really starting to stake a claim, reclaim, reclaim its identity.
Wait, Vegas is really starting to now stake a claim?
I'm saying it's saying like we are the hub, like dude, we are the fun.
It's Las Vegas. I feel like it's been the hub.
It's been the hub. Like the convention hub.
Hear me out. They got a football team. They're getting a baseball team. They have a hockey team. They're going to get an NBA team. They're saying, like, come here. Mm-hmm. Now that gambling is legal, they're like, just let's fucking kick it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is the best. I haven't been in so damn long. I went for a Green Day concert not too long ago. But then before that, it was like 5+ years that I
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't love Vegas. Like, I'm not a Vegas guy. I think it's healthy to not say, like, give yourself over to Vegas, because if you do, it can be dangerous.
Yeah. Sure. But I'm saying,
but it's
like,
perfect for what it is.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
I think for what, because none of us are like real club guys. And I think that's why we didn't like Vegas when we were younger. But now we're older, dude. So now we could go to like be a little older and like go to a dope dinner, get mm-hmm. drunk, do some gambling, mm-hmm. maybe mm-hmm. go to like one of those like really cool lounges
strip
that
clubs?
Aren't like a really cool strip club.
No,
those
really cool. What is it called? Where like the like it, I don't
they
know.
They take
like,
their clothes off. They dance.
There's people that are like not wearing all the clothes they should. It's
like a bar.
And then that's where you don't sit down ever.
Yeah, Blake's standing up in the corner, like doing whatever he's doing.
He's always standing up.
Like, it's
I guess that's. I noticed that about you whenever we've been in a strip club together. You're always standing up.
Yeah.
Huh.
My hands in my pocket. Just
what's with your friend? I want to give him a lap dance. Can't. No lap. No lap to dance. Sorry. Move on.
Why's he got both his hands in his pocket? No, he doesn't sit down. You can jump on his back. He'll piggyback you.
Move on, Serenity.
Get on.
Those like cool lounges that aren't a club. It's more of like you have like a dope dinner and then it's like a cool... upscale bar, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, we you know.
Yeah.
I think Vegas is also like diversified. They know that they want to have something for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could really get in the mix, dude. Do whatever you want
to
do.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah. You can get in the mix.
You can get in the mix. No, I think there's a little something for everybody in Vegas.
Even football.
Yeah. I just know that there you can also get into a lot of weird shit in Vegas. What happens there stays there.
You can get into weird shit. Yeah, I guess you can.
Yeah, I guess so.
Fucking sure.
And by weird, I mean lose a lot of money. I'm just not like, I don't like to gamble.
Is that what you meant by weird? I don't think you know how that joke form works. Or
you don't like to gamble? Not even like a little bit. Like what we did when we were in Philly. And we were at the Parks Casino.
In Philly. Ben Salem.
We're in beautiful Ben Salem. You don't even like to gamble just a few $100, play some blackjack, that kind of thing? Yeah.
Not really.
Dude, I like it. I also like to throw some craps around, throw some dice. Mm.
But you go in thinking you're going to win. I go in knowing I'm going to lose, and then we all end up losing.
I go in knowing I'm going to lose, and I'm just like, how long can I fucking string this along?
Me too. But what's so fun about going in like, yo, I'm about to lose fucking all the money I just took out of this ATM?
Because the drinks are free.
Yeah, the drinks are free, and you're doing
your
shit.
And you're shouting. And
no, they're not free. They cost as much money as you just took out of they're actually more expensive than normal. Just because you get to play.
No, that's not how reality works. They're not more expensive than normal.
You are the target audience for a casino because you're like, oh, I'm getting free beers, but really you're dropping fucking $500, $600, $700 at a blackjack table.
But also I couldn't be winning or I'm losing. So like if I'm winning, great. But I'm also losing and paying to be playing.
Yeah.
Like the entertainment, I pay for the entertainment of playing and then the drinks are free.
I understand the concept.
it's like how you know weird things happen in Vegas.
I understand. The playing blackjack isn't that fun. I'd rather play fucking Mario Brothers. That's a little more stimulating than playing blackjack.
I'm sure they have that.
They do.
If they do, I would love to go a casino where I could play Mario for $1,000 and I bet I would I bet I would.
You can play the Maloof brothers.
I don't think that they have Mario, but they actually do have video games that you can gamble on in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
They have like the video game lounges. They're all over. I think all the main casinos have it.
No, he's listening.
Well, I don't. If it's like Modern Warfare, I don't know if I could hang. But if they have like Contra, I think I could. I think I could make some money. Like, sign me up. Well, or okay. Bibble Bobble or Balloon Fight. I'm really good at those
games.
All right.
Games. Well, I don't know.
Maybe I don't know if they have Balloon Fight. Balloon Fight? Is that on your radar, Adam?
I don't think they have Contra or Balloon Fight, but yeah, right. I'm sure.
Not sure about Balloon Fight.
I don't know.
Okay, let's go.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What I want to do in Vegas is I want to go. I've never gone and just sat there and like during March and jerked off. And no, I've never gone and just watched like March Madness and gone like during March Madness.
I think that would be very fun.
And just watching games at one of those giant bars. Yeah.
Yeah. One of those sports books. And you just go with your buddies and put money on all the games. So it's like, you know, it's extra exciting. And then just sit there and get drunk and sit there all day long.
Isn't there a place called Sportsbook? I think my homie's a bartender there, a guy I went to high school with.
Oh, well, every casino has a sportsbook. That's what it's called.
Okay, let's go.
I think there's a place called Sportsbook where like it's a rooftop outdoor bar with a giant fucking TV.
Oh my. Don't mind if I do.
If that's the one like with the pool, I feel like they like, yeah, they.
It's like off the strip. Mm. It's a little down the road. Mm. Anyway.
I put my feelers out.
You should check it out. I'll put you in touch.
Well, I'm excited for you, Blake. I
hope as we're speaking, my team won.
I hope they have Contra.
I personally hope your team doesn't win. But
yeah, why is that?
Well, my family were Midwestern, and they all are huge Kansas City fans. So you know,
mm-hmm. You guys already won a bunch, man. Just give me this one.
So is the 49ers, dude. They've also won a fucking ton.
That was so long ago. I was just a baby.
But weren't they just there and lost it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've lost very recently several times, dude. Come on.
So that's what they do.
Let us get over the hump.
Yeah. I'm with you. I understand. And that's why I'm like, if the Chiefs lose, sick. My boy Blake is having a fucking awesome time in Vegas. Mm-hmm. That sounds cool. So I'm not that mad at it. But
thank you.
But I think it's cool that they have such a dynasty, the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. So I think it's pretty rad.
It's special. Wow. It's to be respected.
Yeah.
I do like watching Christian McCaffrey play.
Yes. CMC. Mm. He's the man.
In those pants? Is that what you're saying?
That dude, as the kids say, he got a cheat code.
absolutely.
Were you saying in those pants or what?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah! You like just watch him play?
In the pants?
In those pants?
You like football pants?
In those tight football pants? Or what? What do you mean?
Do you like football pants?
I like watching him play football.
Okay.
Okay.
In those pants.
Yeah. Yeah, he's wearing pants. Yeah. I like.
Okay,
he is wearing pants, right?
All I'm saying.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure what you were saying. Yeah,
yeah, but
I do like seeing him play in those pants.
Oh, dude, I know my boy Durs. When he says things like that, I feel he's a little disturbed.
You're right.
Wait, is
because when I see Christian McCaffrey come on screen in those pants, it's like
That was not an
alley-oop, dude. That was a long way to go, but I will have my finger ready.
I feel like when you watch him, you know. Here's my thing. When I watch him play, he's so fucking fast. His legs are moving so quickly, and he's cutting left and right that you go, yeah, that makes sense. But when I watch Travis Kelce, I don't understand how he's always in the right place at the right time. He doesn't seem like especially quick or like that he makes these crazy cuts. He just seems like mm-hmm. he gets to where the ball's going to go and he brings it down. I mean, it's some outrageously
poop dollar.
What is the
wild catches in the last game? But I'm always like,
that's Travis Kelce saying that.
Yeah. Poop dollar?
Okay. Well, he's a tight end. Tight ends, they're not wide receivers. They don't have like the quickness. They're just big, like freaking hulks. And
yeah, he's just a giant.
But what was like Terrell Owens?
He was a wide receiver.
Yeah. And wasn't he fucking fast as fuck and cutting people? And
yeah dude, wide receivers are insane. That's like Jerry Rice.
Wait, sorry. What's Travis Kelce?
Tight end. So when they aren't catching the ball, they're like blocking. So they have to be like really big dudes.
Right.
But when they do catch the ball and if they're athletic, then all of a sudden it's like a tank running down the field.
Copy that.
And it was my boy Tony Gonzalez that kind of changed the modern day tight end, correct?
There we go. That's Kansas City, right?
Yeah, he was a Kansas City Chief.
Mm. Yeah.
Tony Gonzalez, who I did that Amazon commercial with, super nice guy, great skin. And he still looks like he could play football. The guy's like still just jagged, like did not let himself go.
Right.
So. And I was right next to him standing the entire time. So he kind of changed what the modern day tight end is like, a little more athletic than what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the Gronkinator. And then now we got Travis Kelce.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Big Gronk. Yeah. Big guys.
Gronk at least would like fake. He'd like make cuts.
He'd make you seem like he's a little more athletic.
I think so. He seemed like he was. I mean, he's so big that like
he's so big
you don't realize how fast he is.
Yeah,
you just want to see him standing there in his pants.
I'd rather see him sitting down. Honestly, I'd love to see what
honestly.
He could do sitting down. I feel like he could do a lot sitting down. Yeah. Just like my homies.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't you? I've got family coming in town and Chloe's giving birth next week. That's why I'm not going to the Super Bowl. Durs, you just have like family stuff?
Emma's going skiing. I'm with the kids all weekend.
Ah,
there we go.
Yep. Do you think
dad points?
Do you think you get dad points by taking
them points?
You take them to Vegas.
Yeah.
You stay at a kid friendly hotel, the circus.
Yeah. I feel like it can be fun. What?
You pay the waiter to watch them in the pool.
Give them a bucket of quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah. You give them a bucket of quarters and say, hit the arcade.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, this is what my parents used to do. Like,
The first casino you ever went to, was it with your parents, right?
Yes. And it was the, what's the, like, Aladdin's Castle one? The one that is like in Vegas.
In Vegas. You went to Vegas. That was your first casino experience.
Yeah, I think so. Like I was like 14 or 13, however old.
That's sick.
Damn.
And we stayed at, what's the one that like the dragon comes out and breathes fire? Excalibur. We stayed there, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking place rocks.
It doesn't, dude. It doesn't. It's reeks.
Hilarious.
It reeks of mold.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Is it still there? I love that it's so bad. That's what I love about
it. Yeah, it's so bad.
They're going to tear it down soon, right?
They have to.
If it's not already gone.
And then they like were like, hey, we'll take you to Circus. That'll be fun. And then we go to Circus.
Pizza.
And then they're not like degenerate gamblers, but they're in Vegas, so they're going to want to like gamble a little bit. And then they just like gave us quarters and we just sat at the shitty arcade at Circus Circus and played video games.
Nice. Time Crisis.
Blake, did your parents take you to Vegas? This is not on my childhood.
No, I didn't go to Vegas.
I think my parents were cheap and they got like a discounted tickets and hotel room stay because they do give great discounts. That being said, it's don't take your children to Vegas unless you, especially if your kid is like 13, 14. I was so horny.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of me sending my kids to like the slot machine and then just they're at Tao. Just fucking holding it down in a cabana.
Yeah, they probably could, dude.
They're so jacked, they'd probably do well. They're ripped.
They're shredded. Yeah. Shredded.
The first time I ever went to Vegas was, I think it was my 18th birthday. And my dad and my stepmom, they took me to see the Blue Man Group. And that shit was off the fucking hook, dude.
Yeah.
We went to Vegas once with you and your dad. Was that your 21st birthday?
That was my 21st. And the wheels really came off. That shit was fun, too.
And then I remember for whatever reason, as I look back, it must have been kind of cold because I was like wearing a cardigan. And I, by the way, hate cardigans.
Yeah.
Never wore them. And for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. It was the era.
This Vegas trip, I'm wearing a goddamn cardigan.
I think we were all like tried to dress as cool as we could. And you somehow found a cardigan somewhere. And you're like, I think this is what's trending right now.
Yeah.
I think we tried to like age up like ourselves to be like not just like. Because we look like children when we were 21.
Oh, my God.
Not Kyle. Kyle always looked like a 38-year-old divorced dad. But but we look like kids. And I think that was my way of looking a little older is a cardigan.
It's like, yo, Mr. Rogers.
If you told me Blake was wearing a fedora during this time, I would believe that.
I wasn't, but I was definitely wearing like a black T-shirt that had like fake jewelry. Like on it, I'll
like the necklace print or whatever.
Oh, yes, yes, I'll post it.
That's cool.
I have a lot of photos. It's my 21st birthday, so I have those photos. Mm-hmm. But I went there before that. I went for my 18th birthday. I saw Blue Man Group, and I think I saw David Copperfield too, which was fucking off the chain. Dude.
Say less.
See, that's what I'm saying. By the way, I want to do what movie was it that was it Super Bad? Not Super Bad. Was it Knocked Up?
This is 40. This is 40.
Where they go and was it This is 40 and they go and do.
Maybe it is Knocked Up.
Yeah, they go and do mushrooms and then see Cirque du Soleil. I'm like, that to me sounds like an absolute wonderful day in Vegas.
Can you watch the Super Bowl at this new Sphere thing? I got to go to the Sphere. Can you watch the Super Bowl? Are they going to air it?
That would be brilliant. Of course, I don't think that is what is happening, but that would be absolutely brilliant. But also, I don't know what would it be like watching a football game in a like dome form.
Awesome.
Well, dude, it'd be like you're at the game.
It would be great.
It would be fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
I feel like you might want to throw up too, though.
They would sort it out.
Well, you're not watching it like you're not like hovering above. It'll be like the game is happening here, and then
it'd be all around you. When you watch football, it's straight ahead. It would be 360.
I guess what I would trust the people who develop the way you watch things to do it right.
Not year one.
What do you mean? People have been going. They've said it's off the fucking chain.
It does look cool.
But they're not ready to pipe in the Super Bowl. Maybe year five, they'll be ready.
Listen to me. All they have to do is just broadcast it as a big-ass TV and have the rest be black. It can be the sky. It can be whatever.
Well, then why would you want to be in there? That place seems like it sucks. You're trapped in a fucking...
Because you're with 20,000 people watching a game, drinking and kicking it.
It doesn't sound bad.
That's literally every casino, like sports room. Like it,
but it's so much bigger, dude.
I'm out.
It's not. It's the sphere, and you're with the 5,000 other people, or however many people fit in this goddamn sphere.
Look, just because you're actually going in the game, dude, shit on the
fuck you. Fuck you.
You can come too. Come on, bring the boys. Let's go.
No, dude. Yeah, bring the boys.
Let's go.
I wanted to take them to a monster truck rally, but it's next weekend. God damn it.
What the hell?
Let's go. I think it was this past weekend down here in Anaheim.
It was the past and it's the next. That's why it got my... I was like, oh, it's probably a couple weekends. And I was wrong. What else?
What else to talk about?
I'm pissed.
That's all I got.
Blake refuses to tell us his mystery.
No, wait. I have something I'd like to bring up. Oh. Did you know that they are discontinuing?
Discontinuing.
Fruit Stripe gum?
No, nope. Hey, do you guys have any take backs?
Any apologies? Dude, any take
that
back?
Doesn't.
I think we can even skip it. I'll see you guys. I'll see you guys around. Blake, have a good time.
Blake, I mean, yeah, that gum sucks, and it probably shouldn't.
No. It is what it is in terms of flavor, but I feel like it means something to me. I feel like it means something to me.
I think this is a PR stunt.
Oh,
I think they're saying it's over and they're just going to bring it back
with flavor.
So people like Blake are like, it means something to me. That gum.
Dude, yeah. It does. I mean,
like, remember when like they were like, we're closing Nate now. It's like, isn't that shit back open? And everyone was writing like these diatribes on Instagram about like the first meeting I ever took about being a writer was at Nate Now's.
Well, that's a classic American Los Angeles diner, right? Nate Now's.
Yes. Yes.
This is a gum.
And I would say that Fruit Stripe gum is a quintessential gum for children across the country.
Fruit Stripe gum?
No, Juicy Fruit.
I think it's worldwide. You take Juicy Fruit over Fruit Stripe gum?
Fruit Stripe was the one with like little zebras on it and shit.
The zebra was cool.
Yes, and tattoos, like temporary tattoos.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
And it was bigger. You got way more pieces.
I honestly want to say the first thing I ever bought with my own money was a pack of Fruit Stripe gum.
Now, if you were to tell me that they're discontinuing...
It's a Fruit Stripe gun.
Gun? If you were to tell me that they're discontinuing like now and laters,
I'm disturbed.
Then they would do something to me. But Fruit Stripe gum
now and laters,
yeah, but they wouldn't discontinue now and laters.
No, now and laters aren't that good. I agree.
I actually hate now and laters.
Yeah, they're too hard.
I can't. I'm like this. I'm like, this is going to be living in my teeth. I can't get this out
because you save it for later.
Sure. Well,
okay, fair enough.
You have some now. And then some of it gets stuck in your teeth, and that's the later.
When they're too hard, they're kind of sharp too. When they're hard,
yeah, stiff, man.
And can we chop that soundbite? Because I need that for the board.
When I'm too when hard, too hard.
Yeah, I just I'm like, I don't know.
You need another 4 inches.
Remember when you would suck the Jolly Rancher, the flat, long Jolly Rancher? You could suck it into a shank.
Oh, dude.
And can I get that for the board?
Everything that you would slob into a shank as a kid.
And can I get that for the board?
The Jolly Rancher, the big, flat Jolly Rancher, you could just suck it in a way.
Dude.
That you could turn into a sharp-ass shank.
Or like a candy cane when you would just deep-throat it and then slob on it until it would get into a shank.
Mm-hmm. Or like a raw kielbasa and you would just kind of nibble on the tip a little bit.
Right.
And just sort of like tease the tip of it.
Yeah. Now we were talking candy, dude. Now you get all sexual with it.
Are you trying? I don't know. I feel like you're trying to do a joke or something. Yeah. We're talking about candy.
It's not all about bits here, okay?
You brought up the gum.
Durs, can you tell us the tale of Rumpelstiltskin right quick?
You wish, bitch.
No, we got to do Durs's kid's story corner.
Hans Christian Anders stories.
Yeah. What do you got, dude? You got something, man? Humpty Dumpty, what do we got, bro? Hit us with it.
Did he write The Little Mermaid?
It's possible.
I think he might have, yeah. Classic.
Damn.
Classic.
I would love to hear that shit.
Hans Christian Andersen. Is that right?
Hans Christian Andersen. He's got some bangers, dude.
That guy knew what was up.
I got a 500-page book of Hans Christian Andersen stories.
I remember when you bought that. Yeah.
Huh.
No, sir. I don't like it.
Well, I bought it in college, but I love you.
No, Adam bought it for you.
No, I remember you at least having that when we were like young and you were like, I have this 500-page book. And I was like,
he carries it around all the time. He's a fucking weirdo, dude.
I was like, how many pages? Ooh.
It keeps like windows propped open. It's thick enough to keep a window open, let a breeze in.
Yeah, it's your doorstop.
Yeah.
Sick.
This dude would pull up the Second City with the fucking Hans Christian Andersen book. Like, have you heard the tale of Rumpelstiltskin?
Yes.
But what's crazy is I only read it standing up.
All of his references are the Goldilocks and Rumpelstiltskin.
Mm-hmm. Tale as old as time, baby.
I don't know what else. He does have hella bangers, though, that you're like, oh, that's him.
You think it was all the same guy?
Yeah, all of Durs's improv beats were, I'm going to huff and puff and blow this door down. We're like, oh, well, we're in a doctor's office, but right. Oh, all right.
Crossbows and Mustaches is actually Hans and Fritz, the fucking.
The first season of Workaholics was too cold. The second season was too hot. The third was just right. And then 4, 5, 6, 7 was...
Dude, I'm reading like the list of things. Oh, The Emperor's New Clothes. We all know that banger.
Oh, that one's actually really cool. That's where he just has public nudity.
Yeah, he's all butt naked.
That's when you just turn on CNN and they're all like, it's just The Emperor's New Clothes. Like, all right.
That's Drake.
Oh, topical.
Hold up.
Is it real?
Any take backs, apologies, any epic slams, boys?
Oh, man.
Hey, I just want to take back anything I said that made Blake feel uncomfortable about usually jacking off standing up. I think it's cool for you. It's not necessarily what I prefer.
Yeah. Yeah. I also was going to bring that up.
And it's
up.
Not like I've never done it. I've definitely done it.
Yeah.
But we've I can count on one hand how many times.
We've all done it. It's weird how Blake was so kind of standoffish and defensive about how much he's done it or like where he does it. Usually we're all very open and honest and it's cool. And I'm
the ugly duckling.
I won't give flowers because we don't do that. Sure. But I think it is
Thumbelina.
I would like to pay my respects to Blake for keeping some things for himself and having secrets. Okay.
And just to kind of
the princess and the pea.
Yeah. And just to kind of build off what you guys are talking about, like fruit stripe gum, man, I'm going to miss you, man.
Yeah.
All right.
We can end it there.
All right. And that's another episode of
This is
Important.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data. Powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.